We may not know who won the election by bedtime Tuesday night. Rules and procedures around ballot counting vary from state to state, especially in some of the key swing states. So it's going to take some time and some patience. And as you're scrolling through election night posts on your phone or laptop, be aware that some of the information coming in front of you is going to be false. NPR's Audrey Wynn brings us tips to avoid spreading misinformation.
Before you hit share on a newsy social media post, it's a good idea to slow down. Because the reality is,
we're all vulnerable to misinformation and to conspiracy theories.
That's Hannah Covington of the News Literacy Project. We have a desire to see our beliefs reflected back to us. It's easy to agree with something if it reinforces our worldview, even if it's not true, she says.
And when you see information that you just automatically agree with, that's really a signal to pause and to maybe do a quick search.
Open up your preferred search engine and do a quick keyword search. See what other trustworthy sources are saying about the piece of information you're evaluating.
And if you don't see something reported by multiple news outlets, then it's probably time to just wait.
Consider how that post is framed. Truthful information can be presented in misleading ways, and a fact can be decontextualized and framed in a way that makes it seem like it's arguing for a certain point.
So if we see a frame where the person that we support is being cast as the hero, we're less likely to want to question whether or not the information that being shared is actually true or not.
That's Rachel Moran, senior researcher at the University of Washington's Center for an Informed Public. Ask yourself some questions. What is the purpose of this person's post? And what are their potential motivations for posting it? Could they be making money off of it somehow? It's normal to have an emotional response to information you encounter online or in the news. But if what you just saw elicits a particularly strong emotion in you, that might be a signal to pause, says Moran.
A lot of misleading information is created intentionally to sow confusion or to create an emotional reaction. And so if it's doing that in you, it doesn't necessarily mean that what you've read is wrong, but it is a good cue to sort of slow down.
And when it comes to photos and videos, be wary of what they're supposed to prove. In the age of Photoshop and deepfakes,
the kind of old adage of seeing is believing just doesn't really hold truth anymore.
So when you come across a video, snippet of audio, or a really striking image, it's worth asking, is this AI generated? Or could this be real, but edited in a deceptive fashion? Here's Covington again.
Misinformation will try to fill the gap between what's verified and what we want to know.
So remember, before you reshare something, slow down, consider the source, and be skeptical of what photos and videos are supposed to prove. Audrey Wynn, NPR News.